Regenerated. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:23. Having been regenerated, not of corruptible seed but of incorruptible, through the living and abiding word of God. 1 John 5:1a. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been begotten of God. From these verses, we can see that regeneration is to receive Christ, who is the life-giving Spirit, into us as our life. To receive this life, we need to repent to God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. To say that Christ is our life now is not a figurative statement. Christ being our life does not merely mean that we are now completely focused on Him. Rather, this means that we have literally another life, a new life, which we didn't have before. Humans have the human life, dogs have the dog life, cats have the cat life, and believers have God's life. The following short quotation emphasizes that by regeneration we obtain God's life. Begin quote. Regeneration is having God enter into us as life, having the life of God in addition to our human life. This is the second life, the second birth, hence it is called regeneration. In man's first birth, he is born of his parents, thereby receiving Adam's life. In his second birth, he is born of the Spirit and of God, thereby obtaining God's life. Regeneration is to be born of God. End quote. With this in mind, enjoy reading afresh the following passage from the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. But there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This one came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born anew. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but do you know where it comes from and where it goes? So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. With the human life, if you take away the life from the person, you take away that person. In other words, you cannot separate the life from the person. We also then realize that just as one cannot be unborn of their human life, a believer cannot be unborn of their new life from God. We cannot be unregenerated. This is good news. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a new life, the life of God, and this life can never be taken away from you. This is what John 3:16 means when it says, have eternal life. Again, when we believe in Jesus Christ, we receive Him who is the very life of God into us. To be our new life, we are regenerated. The realization of such a fact led the author of Hymn 1174 to praise unceasingly. The hymn says, How mysterious, yet how real, such a man now lives in me. Into all my heart he's spreading, he my human life to be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I will praise unceasingly.